Okay, happy birthday, Yoel.
Happy birthday, Yoel.
Okay, Sunday night is the Ramchal's Yahrzeit. So, to honor the Ramchal, I want to say over a word on this week's parsha, a deep idea from the Ramchal. The pasuk says in the middle of the tocha, you know, all the curses in parsha because it's not even over yet, and but before it's even over, in the middle, it stops in the pasuk of Zacharti Espri Si Yaakov Af Espri Si Yitzchak Vaspri Avram Eskor Varetz Eskor. So it's in the middle of the tocha, right? And it goes in reverse order. You know, Yaakov, then Yitzchak, then Avram. It should be Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, like in the order that they were born in. And then it says, after that, Va'aretz Eskor. And I'll remember the land also. All right, so says the Ramchal to explain this, that the truth is that the Yaakov Avinu, his being the... Bechir Sheba Avos, right, being, you know, the chosen, we find it, he's called the chosen of the three of us. He's like the highest one. You know, so amongst the many things that it means is that Yaakov Avinu, we know all his kids were Jewish. Yaakov Mitaso Shlema. Right, so that means that he is untouchable by the forces of evil. You see that Yitzchak and Abraham were touchable and were able to be penetrated by the forces of evil. What's the proof? Because Yitzhak had Esav, and Avram had Yishmael. All right, so the fact that Yaakov Avinu had no Rishoyim come out of him shows that he's untouchable by the forces of the Tumah, and his forces of Tumah can't latch on and take anything from him. So therefore, that's why we start from Yaakov Avinu. You want the basis of this promise that we're going to explain in more in just a second. The basis of it has to be Yaakov Avinu, because this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separating us and making us above and beyond the evil. So it has to start with Yaakov, where the Ra has no foothold on him. And then you see that that's definitely what the pasuk means. It says, Va'af es brisi Yitzchak. Va'af es brisi Avram. Why do you need the word Va'af? You can see, brisi Yaakov, v'brisi Yitzchak, v'brisi Avram. The word va'af, and also shows that it's secondary. The base is Yaakov Avinu, who's, you know, impregnable to any type of penetration from the evil. And since that's the base, you can add Avram and Yitzchak on top of him, but not side by side with him, but tofel to him, secondary to him, because this promise is coming to safeguard us. Safeguard us, and that's why it's in the middle of the tochacha. This promise is a promise of safeguard. That even within the tzara, there's like a secure perimeter. But it gets even more than that. Even within the tzara, there's like a, it's not like a half shelter, right? We could have, even within the tzara, that Kosh Hu gives us the tikkun hashalem, that it says, you know, va'aretz ezkor, I'm going to remember the land like Eretz Yisrael. That means that there could be, you know, like, just like, you know, by the Zman of the Geula, and the Shechina is revealed in Eretz Yisrael, right? The you know, it could also be that even within the Golus, there could be like a secure perimeter that's like an embassy of Eretz Yisrael, that you're living within Tikkun, even with Kilkul all around you. And that's Vizacharti. Zachira comes from, you know, it comes from the mind, Zachira, to remember. Zachira refers to the spheres of Abba and Ima, of Chochma and Bina. So, because Skira is in the mind. V'zacharti Espri Si Yaakov, Afri Si Yitzchak Avram Eskor. The base is Yaakov, which is impregnable from the evil. Yaakov is Tiferes, Avram and Yitzchak is Chesed and Gevura. V'gam Haaretz Eskor, V'aretz Eskor is Malchus. It's like a Koma Shlema, like a whole system of Kedusha, like we have Bizmana Gula. We have it in small. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes opens up a secure parameter for us within the Golus. Within the Golus. Right? So now, I want to cross-reference this with what the Ramchal says was the big tikkun of the Sefer HaZohar. Right, that that the Ramchal says elsewhere in a different place that that's what the tikkun that he furthered. You know, the fact that the Zohar was composed even within Golus, and we spoke about this Lag BaOmer evening. You know, within Golus, you know, when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was on the run from the Romans, right? That's when he reached his madrigas that gives the Zohar. The Zohar is also like the Ramchal likens it to a teva, to an ark. You know, there's a raging flood around, but there's a secure perimeter, and those who learn Sefer HaZohar have a secure perimeter, which of pure ore and tikkun, even within the darkness and the raging of the sitracher that surrounds you. And if we're strong enough, if we learn enough Zohar, the Zohar says that, you know, with the power of Zohar, we get out of the Golos. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up a little portal for us, even within the Golos, a portal of tikkun. If we grab onto it, we could survive. Not only we could survive, but we could draw power from it to get us out of the Golos. And that's what the Ramchal is describing over here. And then the Ramchal writes about himself that, you know, that there's supposed to be a second light of the Zohar. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the first, and that first light got more and more explained and understood until his time. And then he was chosen by Hashem to be the second light of the Zohar that would continue the tikkun even further, to add a whole nother level. And he was indeed working on a sefer called Zohar Sheni, second Zohar, that he was writing alpi the Malachim and the Neshamas of Tzadikim that revealed themselves to him. And he gave us a whole nother level of understanding of Sod, that he said that everything that the Ari said is just a mashal, and he, the Ramchal, revealed the Nimshal. Everything that the Ari said was just it was the layer that still needs further interpretation, and that's what he, the Ramchal, revealed. And he, with his yeshiva, like it was mamish, like recreating the circumstances of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his Talmidim that created the Zohar together, you know, by pulling the pieces together and giving a chibur of Sefer HaZohar. The Ramchal and his Talmidim were working on the exact same thing, right? To further that tikkun one step further, which would have indeed gotten us, you know, if the Ramchal would have been matzeich, we would have gotten out of Golos. But sadly, you know, they were against the Ramchal and they pushed back, and he had to leave his yeshiva, and his yeshiva disbanded, and these wonderful writings that he was composing, Alpi Malachim and Neshamas of Tzadikim, were confiscated. Most were lost. We only have a few excerpts here and there, very small chiburim, you know, very small parts. It's not a whole chibur. It's not a whole book. And we explained this, you know, on the Lag BaOmer evening, that, you know, the Inyan of Sefer HaZohar, it's a chibur. You know, it's not, it's a composition. You know, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai pulled the pieces together for us and gave us a whole, not just like a little bit of light, gave us a whole system of light, even within the Golos, even when the whole system went kaput around you, right? The system around you went kaput. There's still a system of tikkun within the, you know, all the kilkul and churban, all the desolation and destruction that envelops you. Right? And that's what the Ramchal and his Talmidim were working on, furthering, adding another step to it. Right? And everyone knows, right? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you know, liked the Shita that Lag BaOmer is his Yahrzeit, and that's the day he finished the, his final entry in the Zohar. He said the Idra Zuta. He died on Hod Shebahod, splendor of splendor, mamash, revealing the light. But the Ramchal died on Chaf Vav Iyar, right? 8 days later, on Yesod Shebi Yesod. They pushed the tikkun one step further, from Hod Shebahod to Yesod Shebi Yesod. But the Midah of Yesod itself is the Midah of pulling the pieces together and brings the Geula, right? Which brings us to the next piece of the Ramchal, that he goes in the continuation of the piece that we're in the middle of. And he points out, you know, what the Chazal that Rashi brings, that Yaakov over here is spelled in this pasuk, Zechatis Brisi Yaakov, Yaakov with a Vav. Yaakov is spelled full with the letter Vav. And then Rashi, I believe, points out from Chazal that there are six places in the Torah that Yaakov is written with a Vav, and six places where Eliyahu is written without a Vav in the scriptures. That Yaakov took the Vav as collateral from Eliyahu HaNavi, I'm not giving it back to you until you bring the Geula. Because, says, explains Ramchal, Yaakov Avinu is the midah of Tiferes, which is the midah of the Beis HaMikdash also, Manorah Mokom Zeh. Yaakov Avinu now emanates, Yaakov Avinu is like, we know in the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, Avram is the Yud, Yitzhak Avinu is the Hey, Yaakov Avinu is the Vav, and the final Hey is David HaMelech. The real Madrega Vav is by Yaakov Avinu, and he emanates it to Yosef, the Midah of Yesod. Tiferes gives or to the Midah of Yesod, he gives Yosef the power to pull the piece, to pull the Shvatim together, to be the uniter of the Shvatim. All right, so Yaakov Avinu is the Av that shares his power with Yosef, that Yosef goes within the Shvatim to pull the pieces together, as opposed to, God forbid, Golos were scattered. And that's what Golos is, that the Midah of Yesod that holds everything together has been disrupted, and it's called that the Vav, the little Vav of Yesod is not getting its power from the big Vav, which is Yaakov Avinu. Besod Ela Todos Yaakov Yosef. So the, so Yaakov Avinu says, as a word, the Shefa from the Yesod has been withdrawn during the time of Golos. So I'm not going to let there be any type of, pseudo-Shefa that you should be complacent. If the Shefa is withdrawn, it'll be totally withdrawn, and I'm going to hold it collateral, right, to force Eliyahu HaNavi, to force Am Yisrael Ducha, force Eliyahu HaNavi, who's also this Midah of Yesod, that's why he's Eliyahu Malach HaBris, right, he comes to the Bris Mil, which is the Midah of Yesod, which is the Midah that holds us all together. There's a Bris, Uvo Kulam Bebris Yachad, Nasev Nishma Amruk Echad, and that's what's coming up on Shavuos, the Bris that made us one nation, right, that's the Midah of Yesod. Right, then that's the Koch of Bris Mil that makes us all one people. It's the Midah of Yesod, Yosef Etzak, which is pulled, it's drawn from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says, I'm not going to give any Shefa, it's all or nothing. If you bring the Geula, and I'm going to give you the share power with you, and if not, you're not going to have any power to force Am Yisrael and to force the Eliyahu HaNavi, right, to have necessity to demand and to want to deliver the Geula. Right, and in the Zman where the Beis HaMikdash is standing, so from the Beis HaMikdash comes the Shefa that holds all Am Yisrael together, and that's why Am Yisrael's Ole Larego. Right, but the Zman Chorban Abayis, so the Midah of Tiferes doesn't emanate to the Yesod. Right. So, and Yaakov Avinu is saying there'll be zero. If it's not going to be Gula, then I'm not going to give any emanation whatsoever. And that's to force Am Yisrael and to force Eliyahu HaNavi to do something about it, because they can't survive otherwise. They can't be complacent in goals. And that's, again, the Midah of Yesod. And that's the Midah of the Ramchal. That the Ramchal's whole Indian was he made Chiburim, the things that we spoke about, Lag Bomer night. He made, compositions, and his special koch was to focus on the internal, essential system that holds any discipline together. He singled, zeroed in, and singled out the principles and the interconnection between the principles that makes up the central system, and once you have the central system straight, the details just all fall into place. Details aren't out there. There's a framework that all the details fall into place, and that's called kibbutz. That's called geula. That's called everything's in its proper place, because you have a notion of the whole that holds everything together, and you just could just add the details into that framework. Huh? So our word should be a ilui neshama for the Ramchal, and it should be melitz yoshu for us, and on his yortzav, yesod should be yesod. Right, the Midah that pulls Am Yisrael together, the Midah that pulls all the pieces together, like the Ramchal so endeavored to do with his Zohar Sheni, he does it with all the books that he composed. He zeroes in on the essential system, and when you have that straight, all the details just fall into place. They're not just out there and scattered. There's a framework, a neat framework they all fit into, so you can understand them and retain them. It also help, it should be militzush for Am Yisrael, and on the Midah of Yesod, that we brush with, release the Vav, the Midah of the Midah of Tiferes, Yaakov Avinu, should release the Vav to Eliyahu HaNavi, the Midah of Yesod, right? Empower the Yesod to pull the pieces together, pull Klai Yisrael together again to the Gula Shleima B'mehera B'Yameinu.